want to make sure that as we move forward in the U.S. Senate in looking at the new farm bill, that we are taking care of the concerns of the people of Colorado. And I'm planning on holding hearings in a number of different places, and I will start those hearings in August. So I will have a hearing in Monte Vista, and then I will have hearings in Burlington, Yuma, and Sterling. And then on August 18th in Grand Junction, and August 21 in Adams County. Come back into session in September, so I plan on then continuing to hold another five or so hearings in other places of the state of Colorado. The point of holding these hearings is that the Farm Bill impacts rural Colorado in a very major way, and I want to know directly from the farmers that are the intended beneficiaries of the agricultural programs, how those programs are working, how we might be able to make changes in the programs to make them better. So they're really an opportunity for me to hear the voices of farmers and ranchers on the ground so that I can be a more effective voice for them in the rewrite of the Farm Bill this fall and early next year. What that legislation would do is to open up the acreage in a part of a portion of the Gulf of Mexico, lease sale 181, some areas to the south. It is not controversial, frankly, in terms of opening up this area of the Gulf Coast. I think it will have broad bipartisan support for opening up the Gulf Coast. We have included a provision in the bill that Senator Alexander and I worked on together, which would allocate 12.5% of the money from these oil and gas leases to the Land and Water Conservation Fund stateside of the Land and Water Conservation Fund program. It would be the first time in history that we have permanent funding for the stateside Land and Water Conservation Fund. The major issues that we've had with the Park Service have had to do with a change in policy that I think was driven at a pay grade higher than Fran Minella. And I think what they were trying to do was, you know, open up the Park Services to the kinds of uses that, in my view, would have signaled an about-face in terms of the conservation doctrine that we've had in place for 100 years to protect our national park system. I think Fran was a positive agent in terms of helping us move to a conclusion that has been satisfactory to me and I think to most senators who were concerned about those changes. So we've had a positive, constructive relationship with her. You know, we disagreed with her on where the Park Service was going relative to the Do No Harm doctrine. But I think that the reversal of that position ended up in a good place. So I wish her well.